To get a high school diploma, Indiana students don't just take classes. They also need to meet new state requirements. Students must show they're ready for college or have pursued training in careers like healthcare or welding. So why is a military exam one of the most popular ways to graduate? From WFII's education desk, Dylan Pierce McCoy has this story.
Ava Griffin doesn't want to enlist. But at 7:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, she still went to her suburban Indianapolis high school to take a military test.
I thought it was really boring. I was like, why am I doing this?
Ava's taking the exam because the entire sophomore class takes it at her high school. It's a free aptitude test from the U.S. Defense Department. Educators say it's useful even if students don't plan to join the military. But in Indiana, the number of students taking the exam surged for another reason. They can use it to earn their high school diplomas. About 20% of Indiana graduates in 2021 did just that. And some policymakers say that's a problem.
My whole goal is to make sure kids are prepared for life and that we're not using something that is not the appropriate tool for kids just to get them out the door.
That's Indiana Republican Bob Boehning. He chairs the House Education Committee. Boehning says students should only use the military test to graduate if they plan to enlist. Other high schoolers should pursue career training or show they're ready for college with scores on admissions tests like the SAT.
I want to make sure that these pathways have value to kids so that their next step in lives are meaningful.
At Bluffton High School in Northeast Indiana, it's common for students to get career training. Training they can use to graduate from high school and get jobs.
We have a great welding program here, and I know students are going from welding, and they are able to go into the workforce and put into practice what they learned here.
That's Principal Steve Baker. Almost 40% of the graduates at his school concentrate in career fields like healthcare or teaching. Baker believes multi-course paths to graduation are better for most students than a single exam.
I want to make the pathways applicable for our students and make it a connection for them instead of checking off a box.
Indiana policymakers tout the new focus on career education, but slightly more students actually relied on the military test to graduate in 2021. It's called ASVAB. Remember Ava's school where all the sophomores take the ASVAB?
We are in Greenwood High School. We're in the cafeteria where the test was actually administered.
Nathaniel Granberry runs the ASVAB Career Exploration Program in Indiana. He says the high school test isn't about joining the military. It helps students think about the jobs they may be good at.
We test both academic subjects and we also test technical subjects.
I heard like things about like the mechanics stuff and like that was pretty hard.
Ava's high school has given the military test for years. It's supposed to help students find out if they're good at subjects that aren't usually tested, like auto maintenance.
I was kind of expecting that part to be harder because I didn't know anything about it, but I don't think it was too bad.
Now that Indiana lets students use the test to graduate, Granberry says there's been a sharp increase in those taking the ASVAB. Last year, more high schoolers took the military test in Indiana than anywhere else in the country.
Indiana, last year, we tested over 54,000 students. That is the highest number in our history.
But the rise could be short-lived. Critics say relying on ASVAB as a graduation exam is a problem because it doesn't help most students get jobs or go to college. Now some lawmakers want to change state policy to discourage students from using the test to graduate. Dylan Pierce McCoy, WFYI News.
A bill to make it harder to use the military exam to graduate is under review in a Senate committee.